Hello everyone, my name is Hagit Karen and I'm here together with Daryl Scott, a board member. And we are here to cover the first substantive TRG meeting of insurance contract. In advance of that meeting, we have received 27 questions, and we brought most of them to that meeting. They were on the agenda one way or the other. We discussed some of them in more details than other. And I'd like to hand it over to Daryl to hear more about how this meeting took place.
Thanks, Agnit. I think firstly it's worth saying that we're very grateful for the number of submissions that we have actually received. I think these submissions form an important part of us and our constituents forming a picture of how the application and implementation, I guess, of IFRS 17 is happening in practice. And we're aware that these submissions take work, so it's very useful for us to get them, and we're very grateful for the fact that we've received them. I think it's also worth saying that we're very grateful to the TRG members. These are people who've put in a lot of work. They've got day jobs, but they've put in a lot of work and a lot of effort to understand the submissions that we've received, to understand the staff reaction to the paper, the papers that staff have prepared. This is not a type of thing that happens without a little bit of a learning curve, and I think we're all learning as we go. But I think it's worth saying that we were able to effectively provide useful guidance to people who would have followed the TRG and useful guidance to people who will be following the summary that comes out afterwards. So I think in that context, that's where then to dive into the detail a little bit. The TRG discussed six topics in detail at this meeting. Of those topics, five of them, the TRG was able to conclude the discussion during the course of the February meeting. And those five topics dealt with the separation of insurance components out of a single contract. They also dealt with the boundary of contracts where there is an annual repricing mechanism built into the contract itself. A third topic that was dealt with was the boundary of reinsurance contracts held and how you deal with specifically that boundary. And I think to emphasize the words, we were dealing in this circumstance with reinsurance contracts held as opposed to reinsurance contracts issued. And then we had two topics on insurance acquisition cash flows. The first of those topics dealt with what happens in circumstances where commission is paid that is irrevocable on contracts that have been issued. Initially issued, where the entity anticipates that those contracts will be renewed in the future, but the commission itself is irrevocable. And finally, the second insurance acquisition discussion was about how you deal with acquisition cash flows in circumstances of fair value transition. Now, on all five of those topics, the TRG was in agreement with the analysis that had been provided to them by the ISB staff. And as a consequence, I believe while they provided a lot of useful insights, we have a document that will now go out and can be useful to constituents. Read both the staff analysis and the comments that we received from the TRG together will help constituents better understand those issues. There was also a sixth issue which was brought to the TRG to consider. This issue dealt with determining the quantity of benefits for identifying coverage units. This was a more difficult topic, and specifically the staff had set this up as a two-part discussion. An initial discussion that would occur at the February meeting and a follow-up discussion that would occur in the May meeting. While much of what was in the analysis was agreed with by the TRG participants, there was a concern raised by them that it was difficult to consider those issues in isolation, and there was some reservation about concluding too far on the content of the accounting analysis. And consequently, the TRG agreed that while they provided some very useful input for staff to think about in preparing the paper for May, the May paper would need to bring back an omnibus, if you like, pull together all of the issues and discuss all of those issues in a single space. So those were the detailed papers that were discussed. In addition to that, the TRG discussed, again, an omnibus paper that pulled together a number of other issues that had been, or a number of other submissions that had been made to the TRG. These submissions, in particular, fell into one of two categories. Either they were submissions where, in the view of the staff, the wording was sufficiently clear for people to understand what they needed to do. Now, this is not an unusual occurrence. in many circumstances, people read words through the prism, if you like, of what their past practice has been. And so it was simply the simple objective here from a staff perspective was to clarify that the words were in fact intended to be read as they were written. And I think if for the most part the TRG would have agreed or certainly didn't object to the views expressed in that. A second category, if you like, of issues that were raised under this in this omnibus paper were where submissions actually strayed outside of the pure mandate of the TRG. And in this circumstance, in many cases, this was people looking at what the standard said and feeling that they didn't necessarily like the outcome of what that meant. Now, from an ISB perspective, clearly the standard is the standard. The standard has been written, the standard has been finalized. And while these provide us with useful insights, they are not within the mandate of the TRG, which is predominantly a committee formed to discuss interpretation type topics. The TRG discussed this final paper at some length, and there was a lot of useful insight that was gained through the process of that discussion, and I would certainly encourage constituents, both those who submitted these issues and constituents who are generally interested, to listen to this conversation as well, because there were certainly some useful points raised for people to think about in that process.
Okay, thank you very much, Daryl. Indeed, I truly believe that it was a very helpful discussion. If you want to follow the discussion and additional information related to that TRG meeting, you can find in our website all the agenda papers. You can see the webcast of all of the discussions. And in a few days, the summary of that meeting will be published, so we can recap on the discussions there. So with that, I'll thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.